From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
No new initiative in Iraq will work without understanding what we've been doing so wrong. It goes beyond military tactics. The 9/11 attack has infected us with the poison we are passing on. In Iraq, we have accepted the inevitability of collateral damage. But the poison of terrorism is precisely the disregard for the innocent individual. So, even though we try to avoid it, we are killing and maiming innocent citizens in our pursuit of insurgent terrorists. The poison spreads, and by our hand. The lack of planning for the aftermath of the war's initial phase was more than oversight. It was lack of moral concern for the welfare of the innocent. We have thought that there is something we have to win. We have missed that there is something we have to be. If, as a nation of constitutional democratic idealism, we are consistent with what we profess, we will not lose. We will win by being true to who we are. Going in, there was a supposition that a democratic system could be imposed without affirming the fundamental root of democracy, the profound dignity of the individual. Democratic society and the defeat of terrorism depends, first of all, on establishing that dignity. If we could admit our wrongs against Iraqi dignity, then a new effective course might be imagined and planned with the Iraqi people. We would no longer be an occupying military force. We would not attempt to be in control. We would understand that terrorism is its own worst enemy, and that to respond to it in kind is to give it strength. We would understand that democracy is rooted in the individual, and that it is grown by example and practice. If we could change course in such a fundamental way, we would then find new means to be true to our principles and beneficial to Iraq. With a Perspective, I'm Ted Hines.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from AARP, committed to championing the future of every generation, from health and finances to volunteering and travel. Learn more at aarp.org.